Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com, bringing you what's happening in theaters, and the first movie is a DVD. It's Tomorrowland. Well, Casey's just a normal girl, but she's trying to save the whole world. She learns the secret to get to Tomorrowland, where anything's possible. And with the help of George Clooney, they may be able to save all of our futures.
When I touched this pen, I saw this place.
Where'd you get that?
I know that you were there.
Who are you, kid?
What you saw was a place where the best and the brightest people in the world came together to actually change it.
All the people, why me?
Thinks you can fix the future.
Now, to be honest, as a kid, I deeply and truly believed that amazing things were possible and that for sure there was more going on out there than we could see. And somehow I'd find that magic button or pin or rabbit hole or whatever that would lead me to where all that great stuff was happening and that I would somehow be an important part of saving the world. Of course, I grew up, none of that happened, and my hopes were dashed. Until this movie, that is, and now I believe again. This movie takes you there. It's full of possibilities, excitement, action, intrigue, hope, wonder, and all sorts of technological whiz-bang stuff. And bonus, George Clooney. One more thing that has me totally convinced there's more out there? It's far too dull and dreary here for this to be the only reality. So there has to be more, right? Well, has to be. So in our movie night, Traffic Light, Tomorrowland on DVD is a green light. Now into a new movie actually based on a true story, it's Bridge of Spies. Back in the day during the Cold War, the CIA recruited an unlikely guy to negotiate with the Soviet Union to release our captured pilot, Tom Hanks, who was just an insurance lawyer.
They've got our guy, our spy pilot, they've got their spy.
We want you to negotiate the swap.
I'm an insurance lawyer.
Do you know how people will look at us? The family of a man trying to free a traitor?
Every person matters.
Why aren't we hanging him? He's a spy!
Don't go Boy Scout on me. We don't have a rule book here. We call it the Constitution.
So the bad stuff from back in the day. The complete certainty that at any moment the Russians might send us a token of their dissatisfaction and totally annihilate the entire United States with nuclear bombs. Very bad. But then there was good stuff too. Leadership and governments that could actually make decisions to get stuff done. Can you even imagine? And all of that was brought to incredible life in this movie by Steven Spielberg and Tom Hanks. It was spellbinding, intriguing, and completely realistic without being too scary, dark, or depressing. It's actually genius movie making and impeccable acting. This is how movies should be done. But the thing that astounds me most with these kind of historic movies, all of this really happened. Amazing. So our movie night traffic light, Bridge of Spies, is a green light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.